Mashallah, good to see young faces. This is only through the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are sitting here. Inshallah, a few etiquettes and adabs for sitting in a majma, for sitting in a gathering. Few etiquettes and adabs for sitting in a gathering. Inshallah, firstly, our intention should be correct. What is our intention? We're sitting only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not here to please our friends, our family, parents, our ustads. No. We're coming only for the pleasure of Allah. That must be the first thing we came for. Came for what, Umar? For the pleasure of Allah. We mustn't be shy to say. Everything we only do for the pleasure of Allah. Eating food also, we should be for the pleasure of Allah. Not to satisfy our nafs. Huh? Eating food should be for the pleasure of Allah also. Huh? So this is our first intention, to sit for the pleasure of Allah. To look at the speaker. To listen attentively. To make intention how we can bring this into our life. How we can bring this into our life. And how we can be better Muslims. How we can be better servants towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can basically be valuable. You see soccer players today. What their price is going for? They each got value on it. But we have the most value. Because we have iman. So it depends on your iman and your amal. And your ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can be very valuable. No one can buy you, but not like them. They can be bought and they can be sold. But you can't be bought and sold. So you want to be valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to bring deen in our life. And this is what this program is about. Quran will address us about deen and the effort of deen. We bring these qualities into our life, inshallah, we'll be valuable. All of us want to be valuable, inshallah. Definitely. So inshallah. Quran will address us, inshallah.
ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا وقال الله تعالى أيضا أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فلا يعلمن الله الذين صدقوا ولا يعلمن الكاذبين صدق الله العظيم وصدق المولان الكريم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My respected and beloved students, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Send durud and salam to our guide and mentor, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As our brother Dawood was saying, the first thing we do is put our intention right. Our elders tell us, there's a dua for this. Allahumma aqbil bi qalbi ila deenik. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make my heart receptive to your deen. So that's the dua we make. Allahumma aqbil bi qalbi ila deenik. And then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will... Whatever good comes out from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put it in our hearts and will give us the ability to make amal on that. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to gather here. As we mentioned it, it's only from the tawfiq and the sincere or the pleasure or the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given us this ability. From so many thousand youth, 100 youth or connected to these masajid, we are sitting here. We know it's a Saturday night. We could have been in many other places, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be here. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses us for His deen, it means definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special place in His heart for us. It is not something small. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us with a very specific purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that I have created insan and jinnat solely for my worship. So when we came into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in the ayat that I recited, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Today I have perfected my, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. I have perfected my and completed my deen for you. Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'amati. And I have perfected my deen and completed my favors and blessings upon you. Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Adina. And I am happy and pleased with Islam as a way of life for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now outlines what is happy with for us. See, when you create and make something, the maker always knows what is best. So he created us. He designed us. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ means in good proportion. If you look everything of us, of our being, everything is proportionate. Our eyes, our ears, our hands, our face, our feet, created perfectly. So that is why we are the best of Allah's creation. Ashraful makhluqat. Makhluqat is everything ma siwa Allah. Everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the makhluq. So we are the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made us in any other of his makhluq. It could be from the animal kingdom. It could be from the plant kingdom. Anything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be from the ashraful makhluqat, the best of creation, which is insan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in the best form. Allah has then chosen for us a specific way of life. The what you call the criterion, what Allah is happy with us. So when, after creating us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will benefit us and suit us most. So Allah has already announced it. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Your way of life I have chosen. I have created you. Now I have chosen a way of life for you. And I'm happy that this way of life will suit you in every aspect of your life. Whichever, wherever you are, however old you are, whatever you're doing, this deen will be always relevant in your life. And it will be always there to solve all your difficulties. So no matter who you are, young or old, black or white, educated, uneducated, living in a modern country, living in a not so developed country, this deen still is a solution for us. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chose it for us and made it perfect for us. So now after choosing this, our way of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even with that, still did not leave us unattended to our own doings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've chose the best personality for you to lead your life. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. For that person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only be a guide for that person who desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's 7 billion plus people living in the world today. 1 plus minus 1.5 billion Muslims. 5.5 billion don't know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. 5.5 billion don't know who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a guide and a mentor only for those that wish and desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Allah sent us into this world. After coming into this world, Allah has given us a syllabus. We all in school, all went to school. So you know when you go to school, you choose your subjects sometimes. As you get older, you choose your subjects. But after every year, there's always an exam. The things we dislike the most. Nobody wants to have exams. Unless it's L. L, then the guys don't mind. Go play soccer. Guys, if you say maths, science, you know you're going to battle. You say L, the guys are, no problem. We, 2 periods a week is too little. We want 4. We want a double, soccer. Say no problem. We'll give you a mark. Go play soccer. Physical activity. You get an A. Distinction for ELO, life orientation. Other subjects, then you have to puzzle. Then you have to go for tuition. You're paying fees, then you still have to go for tuition. And then after putting all the effort in, you check a D. Maths, that might be a good option. Oh, I can't become anything. Okay, let me pay more tuition. Maybe I get from the D to become an A. So we always want the best. And they said, we always want the best. But the exam, you can't dodge the exam. You give a sick note, then they give you another exam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm going to have an exam. There is going to be examination, but I will inform you of the paper. So the three questions of our examination is given to us. That will happen after we leave this world. In the grave. مَا رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَنْ نَبِيُّكَ Depending. Some Ali say, مَا يَكُلُونَ هَذَا رَجُلْ But remember, there were other Nabis before us. So مَنْ نَبِيُّكَ Who's your Nabi? So these three questions, these are key questions that each and every soul will have to answer. And nobody is in doubt of these questions. Everybody knows they're going to die. Anybody here that's in doubt that I might live forever? Nobody is in doubt. That's very good because we all agree on this that one day I'm going to die. Allah also tells us, "Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut." Every soul shall taste of death. So we're going to die one day. And then there's going to be an award ceremony. It depends which school you go to. The awards are more fancier than some of the others. Depending what marks you get, anyway. Sometimes you just get a certificate. Sometimes they call your name, then you can, hey, at least I'm standing on the stage. And they say, stand up from your place, and you sit down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also picked, Allah has clearly made a, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the award ceremony in so vivid, so clear description. We just need to understand it. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world, sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chose our deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only kept two paths. وَهَدَيْنَا وَنَّجْدَيْنَ Only two ways of life. There's no other third way. And there's no in-between way. I'm sitting on a fence. You can't sit on a fence here. Right? Especially if you've got barbed wire. Can't be on the fence. There's only two ways. You're either on this side, on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hizbullah, the group of Allah, or Hizbu Shaitan, the army of Shaitan. There's no third way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed these two lives. Now let's imagine this year. We lived our life, we went into the qabr, we met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we gave hisab. Now, we're going. There's only two destinations. That destination where Allah will show His pleasure and His happiness with a person is called Jannah. All of us want to go there. Even the non-Muslim, when you meet him, say, pray for me, you know. I want to go to paradise. But you don't know the word Jannah, but I want to go to paradise. I want to be happy there. Even a non-Muslim has this desire to be successful. He don't want to go to the hellfire. So he say, pray for me. So, the place that Allah will display His anger and His wrath on a person, His punishment, that person who disobeyed Him is called Jahannam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah, He sent Jibreel alayhi salam. He said, Jibreel alayhi salam, go and take a tour of it. So Jibreel alayhi salam went and said, what a place. What a place. He came back and told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any person that sees it will want to enter it. He'll make all out effort to get in there. Allah created Jahannam and told him, go and take a tour now. He saw Jahannam, he came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Allah, oh Allah, if any person just sees Jahannam, forget seeing, if he just hears of Jahannam, he'll make such effort that he stays far away from it. He wouldn't want to even go near it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hujibatin, Jannah bil makari. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded Jannah with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Difficulties, toil, hardship. And then he told Jibreel, now you go see it. When he saw it, he came back and said, oh Allah, I fear very few people will enter it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jahannam, he surrounded it with pleasures, enjoyment, carefree, do as you please. Came back, said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I fear nobody will escape it. So now, we passed the first stage. We went to the qabr, we answered the answers. We met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ This is now the awards. Awards. Then in the year after, our deeds will be weighed. Something that's abstract. You say, where's your salah? It was a few actions. I gave a smile to my parents. It's abstract. You can't quantify. You can't weigh it. It's not like me, how heavy I am. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh our a'mal. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَاذِينُ, that person whose scales are heavy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, فَوَّ فِي عِيشَةِ رَاضِيَةِ, he will be in a happy space, happy life. An angel will proclaim that this person, like how they call out the names here, you know, you have awards evening, they say, so and so, son of so and so, please come up. You got 7 A's. So guys are all happy. So here also the malaika will announce, Fulan ibn Fulan, قد ثقلت موازينه وسعيد سعادة لا يشقى بعده أبدا. This person, son of so and so, his scale was heavy with good deeds. وسعيد سعادة, he has now gained success. لا يشقى بعده أبدا. He will never ever experience any failure after this. It's not like the poor guy is in grade 5. He comes, he got his awards, then he's got to go to 6, then to 7. Maybe by 9 the wheels come off, he was getting all passes in grade 5. Now he comes to grade 10, suddenly his A went to a D. Here when you get this certificate is complete. You don't need a second certificate. So that when that angel proclaims and shouts out that this person, son of so and so, has gained success, his distinction, cum laude, summa cum laude, he's passed, complete. You know what he will say? Like how the guy say in the school, when you check the teacher, you'll say something, and you shout, yeah. So Allah SWT also quantifies the sound in a word. Ha umukra'u kitabiyah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِيَمِينِ, that person who is given his book of deeds in his right hand. What do you say? Ha and he shouts, ah, hey, I'm so happy. Hey, I got it, man. 7 A's. اِكْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَا. He'll tell all his friends, now see my certificate. Check it out. 7 A's. And start posting. 7 A's. Poor guys, they got a 1 and 2 for LO and all that. They're sitting there, you know, they check it. This guy got now 7 A's. Now, how you manage this, man? 7 A's, but you were like, we know you didn't buy the paper, but how you manage 7 A's? So he'll answer, إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا. I had conviction. I knew full well. I had absolutely no doubt. أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا. That this day is going to happen. I'm going to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to have to answer. Mulaqin hisabi, I'll have to give account. I'll have to give account. So what I did, I prepared. I made an effort. You see, a person in this world, as you were saying, a person in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached to all his commandments thousands and thousands of ni'mats and virtues and benefits. But only a person with iman will see it. A person that has no iman won't understand it. So if example, let's take the Fajr now is like a, now you're going to know who's the mujahids. Right? Because it's getting earlier and earlier. By the time you finish, check your phone at night or play PS5 or whatever, Xbox, you check it's already 1 o'clock. By 4 you have to be up, depending which masjid you bring. Hitting Randall's Road is the earliest. Then you check for Mala Malda's masjid, the latest. So maybe I can hit it there. So, no time to sleep at night anymore. So what he's saying? I knew. You know what? I knew I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know what? To wake up for Fajr Salah is not easy. You're waking up, it's cold. It's early. We didn't have a full night's sleep. It's difficult. But a person with eyes of hidayat, he'll wake up one time. And what will happen to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will say, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّعِينَ فِي الظُّلِمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِنُورِ اِتَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Give glad tidings to those people that went to the masjid in the darkness. What complete light on the day of Qiyamah. See what we see as hardship and difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't see as hardship and difficulty. Allah says, this is, no, this for you is success. Why? The day of Qiyamah will be dark. It will be a dark day. There won't be light. You'll have to make your own light. And where are you going to make your light? Here. That person that doing something. Like this, there's countless ibadat that seem difficult. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached so much goodness in it. So much benefit in it. If only we knew, if only we understood. And that we will understand when we make an effort on our iman. Then we'll understand the value of this. The salah that I can't miss. So what he said, أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا. I knew this day is going to happen. I'll have to give account. The whole world will be there. Not the whole world. From the first of creation till the last, all will be there. Allah will call. Then Allah will announce, فَوَّ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ سُرَّةُ الْقَارِعِ سُرَّةُ الْحَاقَةِ فَوَّ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. Allah SWT will say, this servant of mine will be in a blissful life. كُتُوفُ أَهْدَانِيَا كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Allah SWT will say, enjoy now. Now you can party. Now if you go out here after Isha, and you see the guys partying all over, there's a false sense of partying. Last for a few minutes. Ask them Sunday morning how they feel. Hangover, tired, droopy eyes. So they think they're enjoying themselves. But there's no enjoyment in that. Enjoyment is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoyment? You see, in the world they say, you guys are all Sufis, you came for the youth program. Where we were, I don't know where the guys go out nowadays. Where we're meeting up and all those things, and they're going out, or they're going to the movies, or they're meeting with somebody else. Even worse. So, they think success is there. It's not there. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned clearly. Like this, just one example I give. Look at all these people that think success is in the disobedience. Man a'arada an dhikri, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْقَى وَنَحْشُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. That person who turns away from my remembrance. Two things mentioned here. Ma'arif al-Quran mentions two. Dhikri is one, is my Quran. If you turn away from my Quran, the other one is the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you turn away from the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, man a'rada an dhikri, fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danqa. You will have a straitened, constrained life, devoid of blessings. You might have PS5, you might have the best car, the best house, the best clothing. That doesn't give peace and contentment to the heart. Outside it looks nice, inside they're burning and dying. Outside it looks like a palace, inside is Jahannam. Mother is fighting, father is fighting, brothers are fighting, sisters are fighting. Even when he goes to work, his workers hate him. Hey, can't he be sick today? Why he came to work? Come make our life difficult here. Let him go on holiday or go do some bike. So no way he's happy. Nobody wants to see him. But outwardly how he looks like a lani. Driving the top cars, branded outfits, names. Looks like that's the life. Allah says, no, that's not the life. It's a fool's paradise. Allah says clearly. So he'll ask Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. Oh my Lord, why have you raised me blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. I could see in the world. I could see. They say, you know what? The greatest ni'mat, our physical ni'mat is our eyes. The greatest ni'mat insan can get from us is our eyes. Take a person's hand away. So okay, take his legs away. But give him everything and take his eyes away. So he'll ask Allah. No, everybody can see. I'm blind here. In the world I couldn't. I could see. Now you raise me blind. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as when my signs came to you, my commands came to you. كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. فَنَسِيتَهَا. You ignored them. You turned a blind eye to them. You thought you were too clever. You knew how to make your own life, your own enjoyment. Let's make it happen. Nobody, let's make it happen. Yeah. So now, how are you going to make it happen? You can't see where you're going. You can't see anything. First of all, the day is dark, then your eyes are closed. It's even darker. What sorrow in that person's heart will come? What sadness? Today we'll forget you. Today you'll be far from my mercy. Nasiya, to forget here means to be far from the mercy of Allah. Today you will be far from the mercy of Allah. Nothing for you, nothing. Why? I gave you an opportunity. Your life was the school. My Nabi was the syllabus. And my commandments was what you had to do to fulfill the requirements. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then picks, you know, does the picture of that person getting his book in his right hand. وَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُ بِشِمَالِ. That person who gets his book of deeds in his left hand. Some say in his left hand or behind his back. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي. وَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُ بِشِمَالِ. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَا. What he'll say? If only they didn't send, give me my result. I didn't want to see it. Like some guys, they dodge the awards. Especially if they're getting their reports that day. And you know you didn't study. So same mentality, psychology. Same thing. I didn't want to see it. Man. Nobody knew about it. The first guy was jumping and shouting, check my books, check my certificate. This guy was, وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. I didn't want to even know my account. I don't even know what I got. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتْ لِلْقَاضِيَا. If only death was an end to my whole life. If I died and it was finished. It would be so good. But it's not like هَلَكَ أَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. That, my wealth didn't come to my assistance, my authority, my being the main owner. Nothing helped me. Then after all this happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command, خُذُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خُذُوهُ. Allah will say, now grab him. The malaika will rush forward. In the world today, the police, how they handcuff you? Yeah. Put the handcuffs here, somebody put it at the back. The malaika will come and grab a person here. And will stretch his entire jaw out. And will grab him like this. Now see. Hudu. Now you tie him up. Chain him up. Summal jahim wa sallu. Now send him to the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has vividly, clearly explained how difficult it will be for a person who didn't obey him. So Allah has given us this life. Allah has given us this life. This life to please him. To put our desires down. Shaitan is there, he's our enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shaitan is your open enemy. Take him as an enemy, he's not your friend. He's not your friend. He will come in different ways and styles to con you. That is Shaitan. He's a master. He's a master at doing that. He's a master. But on the day of Qiyamah, what will tell you? فَلَا تَلُومُونِي لُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't come and blame me. Blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ. I wasn't there to force you and coerce you to do a bad deed. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. You were not able to coerce me. All I did was, I enticed you. I made it look nice. So you fell for it. Today, I'm going to Jahannam. You going, it's not my fault. You had aqal. You had understanding. I didn't catch your hand and put you to do that. All of this is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly depicts it, opens it up for us. That we need to understand clearly. We are going to pass away. We are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of the day, there will be only two destinations. Only, you tell me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Ahkamul hakimin. Can a person who's doing drugs, then can a person who's not wearing the sunnah, can a person who has a girlfriend and is jolling left, right and center, be equal to that person who's chaste, who doesn't do that, stays away from illicit relationships, doesn't do drugs. He's obedient to his parents. Can they be equal? They can't be equal. If they're equal, then what an unjust life it would be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Ahkamul hakimin. When on a Saturday night you were invited to go out, and you said, no, I can't go out. I'd rather stay by my parents. So it might seem like a boring life. Oh, nowadays you guys are entertained at home. Some guys don't want to go out. It depends if they got fiber in it. So some guys don't want to go out anymore. Fiber, unlimited, uncapped, depends your device. Then you busy surfing all over the show, checking all. Now that person is clicking and is checking the stuff. Can that person be equal to that, to the person who refrains from pornography? He doesn't look at all those illicit pictures, those naked women and all that. and all those funny things to that person who rather opens up the Quran and learns his sabak or reads the Quran. Or better still, if he can't do anything, goes to sleep. They can't be equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. You gave it up. You gave it up in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you such a jannah. Unimaginable. Unimaginable. At the moment, on the light, boys all the same. There's only one thing on a guy's mind. And it's not soccer all the time. Sometimes we think it's only soccer. It's not soccer all the time. It's the opposite gender. As you get older, they get more attractive. Yeah. So the guys want to know, you know, how it is to draw a little bit. How is it? Maybe let me hook up a little bit. Start the SM. What? WhatsApp, Snapchat. Let me hook up a little bit. Then you hook up and you hook up. Soon, you're doing all the wrong things. We can't be the same. That person who went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the holidays come, person goes out in the path of Allah, all the guys are going, here the guys, you know, it depends where you are, some are going to Cape Town, some are going elsewhere, then they're flying Dubai, if they're not going there, then they're going Maldives, and Bali, and then you guys, nowadays you can check on the internet, who's going where, then they post their picture. So the guys get enticed, they also, hey, there's a top life, man. I also want to go. I also want to go, yeah. But that person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who's an intelligent person? Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. An intelligent person is that person, al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu, he suppresses his desires. See, we all have desires. Zuyina linnas hubbu shahawat. Allah SWT says it, that I have beautified for men the love of women. So you can tell me you don't smoke girls. Yeah, you're all the same. All of us are the same. Now, how you sort it out, you get married. And then you keep your eyes only on your wife. And you guys, if you can't handle it, fast. Yeah. One way to keep your thing in check, your desires in check, is don't go to the places where you're going to be enticed. First of all, if you're going to a place where the women are scantily dressed, we are visually stimulated, men. Men are all visually stimulated. You see something, khalas, the mind starts running, surfing. Hey, how? What's going to happen? What do you think? Now, if you can't see it in life, then you come home and you say, let's check what we can surf. What are the websites? Sometimes also you don't go to the websites. They pop up for you for nothing. Mahala. Only when your father finds out that every Monday they take out $5, then you realize, hey, where the account came from. Because you clicked there. One time. Clickbait. What do you call it? Clickbait. So my respected students, we in this world, it's a place of test. It's a place of imtihan. Allah khalaqa al-maut wal-hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah has created death. And then life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test you, who will do good deeds? You see, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, he was one of the khulafa of the Umayyad Empire. When he came for Hajj one day, so he said, is there anybody here still living in Medina that saw the Sahaba? I said, 150, 200 years after that. So they said, yeah, there is one person. Abu al-Hazm, go call him. Abu al-Hazm, come in. So he's speaking, he said, why is it that people dislike death so much? He said, oh, easy. He said, لِأَنَّ أَمَّرْتُكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَخَرَّبْتُكُمُ الْآخِرَةِ فَكَرِحْتُمَ الْخُرُوجِ مِنَ الْأُمَرَانِ إِلَى الْخَرَابِ. He said, because the people, أَمَّرْتُكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, they've beautified their world, they've established it, worked hard for it, and made it solid, nice, built up. Everything they want is here. وَخَرَّبْتُمُ الْآخِرَةَ, and they destroyed the year after. After they did this, فَكَرِحْتُمُ أَن تَخْرُجْ. So now, it's a natural consequence to dislike coming out from something that's well built, established, to something that is ruined and nothing. So what we've done? We've beautified our dunya. We've made so much effort for dunya that we've destroyed our year after. Now it's time to die. So they say when a person is, hey, my time's up. I've got lots of stories, but sonny, too many stories, the time is up. Now my time is up. Some other time we'll tell you all the stories when a guy dies. how the malaika come, 70,000 malaika, where they sit, what they say, what they do. More better than jinnat stories is jannat stories. In school, all the guys only want to know about jinnat. Then you take them jamaat and let them sleep in a corner alone, whole night they can't sleep. Better than jinnat stories is jannat stories. But anyway, the main thing is now how we can spend our time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this effort of da'ut and tabligh, where we are able to channel our energies in the right way, where we can stay protected from the temptations of shaitan, the temptations of this worldly life. Because believe me, on our own, very hard. We think my salah, my dua, my ibadat is sufficient only to protect me. It's very hard today's time. You never know, one chink in your armor, shaitan gets in khalas. Six, nine months you were here, suddenly you've gone completely haywire. Where's his beard gone? Now you got a ponytail. Cut it off and put it here at the back. What happened to him? That chink in the armor, shaitan found it. This jamaat work, this five a'mal, going out for 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, 4 months, going doing ingash, doing outgash, sitting for talim, talim at home, giving time to the masjid, is a protection for us. It's a protection for us. We must understand this. So, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. I'll finish up on this shit and we make tashkil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan in hardship and difficulty. Our life is difficult. Anybody that thinks they're going to make so much effort that they're going to have a smooth life is offbeat a little bit. He's living in a fool's paradise. You came here to suffer and to work hard. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't spare Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He didn't spare the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who are we? Allah is going to test us. Sometimes you're going to have ease. Sometimes you're going to be tested. Ayat I recited, Alif Lam Mim, أَحْسِبَ النَّاسُ إِن يُتْرَكُوا إِن يَكُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people think that they will say, I'm a Muslim, آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and they won't be tested? Allah is asking us, Surah Al-Ankabut. Allah is asking us. Allah says, definitely, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Indeed we will test them. Like how we tested the people before them. And then Allah will test us and see how true we are to our faith. وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So my respected students, my beloved students, all of these are not far away. There's a small imtihan. These imtihans, these exams, we do well, we pass it. There's always a second chance. But when we die, there's no second chance. There's no second chance. We don't want to be from those that get their books in their left hand, or from those that get their books from behind their back. We don't want to be from those whose face will be turned black on the day of Qiyamah, where there will be no light. We want to be from those that will have their books in their right hand. They will have full light. They will have signs on them that people will recognize them from far. Ghuram muhajjilin. Their foreheads will shine because of sajda. Their hands will shine because of going to sajda. Their knees. All on the day of Qiyamah is a dark place. Now imagine, you know, you pay this fortnight and you wear those skins and all these funny things. Now you're standing there in the darkness and they say, now who's the space invader coming here? White face, white arms, and just walk past, right? Robocop or something. Why? All the time he was making salah. Now on the day of Qiyamah, you check him just passing you. You say, what's in the Quran it comes. Say, give me some light. I say, no. Fuck the bismillah, can I have some of your light? I say, no. Izzam you are raikum. Go back, go get your own light. Now, this is not a place for sharing. Here, sharing is not caring. Here, you do your own stuff. There, everybody will disperse. So let's give our intentions. Who is ready to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inshallah.
How I'm going to go, but who I'm going to go, Allah knows best. I know I made intention for 1 year. For 1 year I kept on making intention. And one day I stood up and I felt a different feeling. And
intention, I started making some efforts. Inshallah, like you
said. So give your intention, inshallah. When I was in my first year, they already asked us intention for 1 year. So for 6 years, I made intention, our class made intention for 1 year. For how many years? 6 years in Alim course. Every time there was a bayan, we give ourselves. We say, what year are you? First year, okay. Then you check for who's the final years. But our Ustad Mullah Fazal Khan Sheikh Uladi said, give your intention. So what happened was, when we completed our Alim course, ours was the only class, 100% of our class went for 1 year. The entire class went for 1 year. In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give your intention, you don't know when. Make an intention, inshallah, 4 months. Stand, don't feel shy. We're not the KGB, we're not going to come find you guys, don't worry. 4 months, Allah accept. Abdul Rahman, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Kirsani. Allah accept. Small brother, another big one, have to stand. Hafiz Muhammad Kirsani, all our officers. Allah accept. Hey, Umar, no? Yeah, Umar. Where's Umar? Just one. Hey. MashaAllah, Allah accept. Yeah. This is the only place to be. Yes. Allah accept. Hey, Muslim. I didn't check you. Checking near the back behind the line. MashaAllah. Allah accept. These are all the big guys. So 4 months, they must give 4 months. Allah will choose. The more you make intention, the more you make dua, Allah will make it happen. Hamza. Ameen. Allah accept. MashaAllah. Adnan. Allah accept. Abdullah. Allah accept. Ahmad, Allah accept.
Inshallah. This is for our 4 months intention. Allah accept us,
inshallah.
Allah take us
again. Who do you think?
Different part of the world. Imagine if you go for holiday. Parents say you only go for 3 days.
Yeah.
Then it's gonna school living for 5 days holiday. Parents say 2 weeks holiday. The more you go for holiday, the more you enjoy. Possible. So inshallah in December we're making a jamaat to go for 40 days or so inshallah. Even if you give your name for 4 months, you can stand up and give our name for 40 days inshallah. We'll have some time, we'll be ready inshallah to go for 40 days. This is to go out inshallah. Brothers should think about it and then utilize our holidays, add value to our holidays and turn those holidays into holy days inshallah. So we can stand up and give our names inshallah.
Afizat, mashallah. Hey, Rashid, mashallah. Like I said. Afizat Rahman, mashallah. Like said. Hey, Luqman, mashallah.
Rahman who?
Muhammad.
Esak. Which one is your
friend? Hila. You good? Let's see. Luqman.
Yeah, Luqman, inshallah.
Luqman, you feeling bendiga? What's it? 4 months, man. Luqman, you said it for 4 months.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah, inshallah. Inshallah. 1, 2, 3, 4, inshallah, come. Tea. Faraji.
MashaAllah, Allah accept.
Inshallah, last year also. Muhammad. Muhammad.
You see, it's the hardest time, December. Whole year you having tough time at school, thus you wait for December to chill. So when you make sacrifice, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hidayat. When we in madrasa, after a whole year in madrasa, then come Ramadan, you want to go home. You want lekker chow, that's the first thing.
Not in Madrasa Chawza bed, but I'm just saying, you want to buy a home. So at least you can sleep on a lekker bed, have decent chows, everything. Then they make you a tashkil for 40 days. That 40 days is different. Why? Because it's mujahada. Now your father and mother want to see you at home. All year you come, this has a strict, you come home for 3 days or 4 days a week. Now your first holiday you get your rank of 40 days. That holiday there that you sacrifice, then Allah opens up it. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those that will strive in my path, Allah says, I will open up many pathways for them to come to me. Allah will give us such pleasure in His ibadah that you'll never wish that, why did it take so long for me to come here? Why? Allah will put the pleasure in it. We don't have to look for it. Allah will attach us to it.
Try to go. They were small, like some of the youngsters sitting here, but also desire. It's like how? Under 17s are playing, or under 15s are playing soccer. But then under 9 and 10, but you also want to be. You also want to play. You also want to go. You have to have this desire. This desire is created in our heart. And we want to go in the path of Allah. We want to bring deen in our lives, and we want to take deen to the four corners of the world. So we'll go down, inshallah, to 3 days. 3 days in December also. As soon as the holidays come, we'll fill up already. 3 days in December, inshallah. Those ready to give 3 days as part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Those that haven't given their names for 40 days?
Those who haven't given 3 days. Those who are ready also.
Short tashkil. 3 days to 10 days. December 10 to
inshallah.
10 days.
10 days December, inshallah. What? December?
After the youth program in Hilal on the 4th of December, there's a Jamaat coming out from this masjid for 10 days. 10 days will disappear quickly. Before you know it, 10 days are over. Inshallah.
Muhammad,
inshallah. Kaksani, how is Muhammad? Yusuf. Mashallah. Allah accept it, mashallah. Rashid, mashallah. Muhammad Rashid. Allah accept.
Stand up also, how we can take some time out. How we can bring qualities in our life. We have to bring value in our life. Bring qualities, bring ikram in our life. Bring a value when you go out in the path of Allah. The value of the salah will come in our life. The value of sunnah. The value of ikram. The value of your next Muslim brother will come in our life.
MashaAllah. Allah accept. That's an acid test. Modessa, then when you finish, to go back. But you guys, okay, you'll stay at home. Never, we still a sacrifice.
Just recently, we met a youngster. When we met a youngster, this youngster was in clutches. At a young age, he was already stamped, disabled. as soon as they reach the age of 18, his mother's an apa, his mother's in the madrasa, he's brought up in an environment of deen. As soon as he reached the age of 18, what happened? He started to go from tea room to tea room, shop to shop, corner to corner. And from an environment of deen, from a house of deen, from an upbringing of deen, in a short period of time, he got lost. And then what happened? He got disabled. And then he realized, who is his friends? Where his interests are? Who can help him? Who is there with him? And that's when he found Allah. He had a total U-turn. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him for him to find Allah. You're not going to find Allah on the Xbox, on the PS. Never. You're not going to find Allah on our comfortable beds, on our soft couches, on our tasty food. When we go out in this environment, when we go to see those nearby localities, when we go to these places, we'll appreciate what we have at home, number one. We'll value what we have. We'll value the ni'mat of Allah. When we find Allah in this world,
just one day, we went Jamaat now, we just came back about 3 weeks ago. So we went for 40 days Jamaat in Africa. The Muslim, the people, the population are so poor. General population have one meal a day. We met them. They have one meal a day. So we were finding it hard that we have 3 meals a day. So we cut it down to 2. Those that are really poor have 1 meal in 2 days. We were there, and I'm talking of, that I came back on the 15th of September. Went for 40 days. And if you eat chicken, you are wealthy. The one guy sat with us, and we asked him to eat, so he asked us, what is this? But he didn't see fillet. We took our own food from here. So we had chicken fillet. So we cooked the chicken fillet. Now they only used to the, what you call those? What those chickens at Kanaga? No, those white chickens. You don't buy those farm, machine chickens there. The Zulu chickens. Yeah, the good chickens. So he said, what's this? We told him it's chicken. His first time he's eating chicken in 30 years. First time he's eating. Adult. And he was a wealthy guy. Why? He had a bicycle. Most of them walk. Yeah, they walk. Most of them walk. You go for gush, you walk for 45 minutes. We made tashkil of a jamaat. They went out. We left about 2 hours after that with a taxi. We passed him on the road. They still didn't read the masjid. They went for 3 days. They were walking. We passed him on a highway. We said, oh. The guy told us, all Jamaats here are walking Jamaats. They don't have cars. They walk in Jamaat. We just came back. So East Africa. But there are people that are, and by the way, happy and content. Absolutely happy. Nobody told them that they're poor. They eat cassava, pap, cabbage, beans. That's it. And they're strong as hell. And they're surviving. And they're happy and content. So, the time has already come for the job. We make a short dua. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanaka rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.